Happy Advent Before Church. My name is Ashley Rich, and I'm the course and content lead here at Before. Part of my job is actually producing these podcasts, and I'm excited that you're listening. Today, I want to welcome you to a special Advent edition of the Weekly Liturgy podcast. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. During the Advent season and through Christmastide, which is the season that comes after Christmas Day, we'll be reading and responding to scripture passages that can be found in our Before Advent devotional. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and His grace wherever you are. Let's take a moment to simply focus on God's presence with us in this moment. Close your eyes if you can. Take a deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. As you do this, imagine yourself resting in the palm of God's loving hand. Keep breathing and imagining as you listen to this song, entering into the very presence of God as you do so.
Narrow as the road may seem, follow where your spirit leads. Broken as my life may be, I will give you every piece. I hear you call, I am available. I say yes, Lord, I am available. Here I am, here I am.
Today's scripture reading is from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 20, and I'll be reading from the NIV. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zuphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all of her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once, when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, "Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk, and he said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I've not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, they arose and worshiped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." Let's take a few moments and reflect. Can you relate to Hannah's pain? Are there places in your life where you've experienced deep, unmet longings? What thoughts, feelings, or emotions rise in you when you hear that God remembered Hannah and provided her with what she longed for? There have been multiple times in my life where Hannah's story has resonated with me. In those times, I, inspired by Hannah, would pray that God would remember me. To be honest, I never got the same level of assurance that Hannah got from Eli that God heard me. Would have liked that, though. However, seeing God's faithfulness to Hannah over her very personal requests was always a comfort to me, a glimmer of hope that change was possible. I know that Christmas season can be hard sometimes. There are times when Christmas, like the festival that Hannah and her family would attend, is a reminder that another year has come and gone, and your deepest longing is still unmet. That your rivals, so-called, are prospering, and you are left behind. Believe me, I've been there. My hope and my prayer for you is that this Christmas season, you would find comfort in the fact that God sees you, just like he saw Hannah. God has not forgotten. God is faithful and kind and good. He remembers you. Things may not happen in the way or in the timing you prefer. Let's be honest, actually, that almost never happens. But Hannah's story reminds us that God sees and God is faithful, even in our most painful and long-standing heartaches. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. When in your life has God remembered you in the same way that he remembered Hannah? Thank God for these moments and the ways that he has shown you his presence, kindness, and care. Hannah had a yearly reminder of her barrenness when her family went to the festival. Sometimes Christmas can serve as a yearly reminder of our unmet longings and heartbreaks. If this is the case for you, spend a few moments, like Hannah, sharing your deep anguish with the Lord. Don't be afraid to follow Hannah's example and look crazy or be a little emotional before the God who loves and sees you. Thank you. Do you know somebody for whom this Christmas season is going to be particularly hard? Maybe there's someone in your life for whom Christmas is a reminder of an unmet longing, or maybe they've lost someone this year. Present this person or people before the Lord and pray that He would remember them just like He remembered Hannah. Also, spend some time and ask Him if there's something He's calling you to do to show them His love this Christmas season. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know somebody who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. If you haven't already, make sure you pick up a copy of our Before Advent devotional so you can follow along with all of the different Advent readings. We have physical copies available for pickup at our services. Just check with the info center. And you can also find an electronic copy on our website. Also, make sure you're subscribed to the Before podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, you'll receive a new episode of this weekly liturgy podcast. And if you subscribe, you'll also get our weekly teachings that drop on Mondays and our conversational podcast that drops on Tuesdays. Thanks for listening and Merry Christmas.